earthquake decimated Haiti's capital just days ago, but it's an eternity in terms of getting medical care to the injured. Medicine and medical supplies, even sterile needles and thread to close wounds, are urgently needed. Meanwhile, doctors are doing the best they can.
We have a shortage of equipment. We are doing what we can do. We have already done a lot. We have helped a number of injured, and we will continue to do so.
Help has been arriving. A U.S. aircraft carrier equipped with supplies, operating rooms, and water purifiers is anchored offshore. The challenge is to get supplies to where they are needed. International agencies estimate that up to 3 million people, a third of the population, may need emergency relief, a daunting task for any country, but especially an impoverished one like Haiti. Dr. John Andrus from the Pan American Health Organization says no one knows how many people need medical care.
In a city of 2 million people, thousands of people probably at this moment are in need of medical care. You can imagine when you see those photographs, those homes in rubble, trapped people. It's just very, very difficult to estimate.
A small number of the injured have been flown to the U.S. for treatment. Some have made it to hospitals across the border in the Dominican Republic or to other countries such as Jamaica. Crush injuries, head trauma, puncture wounds, burns, and broken bones require urgent critical care before blood clots develop or infections set in. Surgeons, orthopedists, burn specialists, and others are needed in large numbers. Although bodies are decomposing on the streets, they are not a health threat. Health officials are more concerned about large numbers of people living in public spaces without clean water or sanitation.
I think the major focus will be the prevention of diarrheal diseases, the prevention of respiratory diseases, the link to trying to reinforce and prevent vaccine-preventable diseases.
Health experts are also concerned about hungry people eating contaminated food, and that the weakened immune systems of so many malnourished people could make them even more vulnerable to disease. Carol Pearson, VOA News.